Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. Jake, real quick, is there anything off the text line?
Just somebody shouting out. Brill and Britta says, priceless interview with Gary Murta. Adam, I do miss his show.
Dude, it was a good show. He did a great job. I genuinely think he should be on air somewhere. He just does a great job, and he has a phenomenal voice and face for radio. I'm just saying it. Dude, that hurt me when he said that in front of my dad 5 years ago. Like, it stuck with me, man. I waited 5 years to give him that receipt. Nah, I truly respect, like, and dare I say admire Jerry and all that he's accomplished. All right, let's see here. A couple of guys. John Bullock made the 53-man roster in the NFL.
How about that?
Guy was a walk-on wide receiver. Now he's an NFL linebacker.
Remember when Matt Rule, before he even made an impact at Nebraska at all, Matt Rule said, this guy's an NFL player.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It. If it's non-quarterback related, I pay attention. All right.
Hey, there.
Let's see here. Tight end Thomas Fedoni. I'm just going to read the tweet. Matt Garofalo. All right. With Greg Dulcich, let go. Seventh round tight end Thomas Fedoni. Again, this is his tweet, not my words. He of the self-tattooing skills has inked himself onto the Giants 53-man roster, sources say. Fedoni caught 8 of 9 targets for 64 yards in the preseason and showed strong blocking ability as well. When you hear something like that, what's your initial reaction, Jake?
Well, it's awesome. Obviously, you know, we kind of looked into, you know, he got drafted, first tight end drafted since Tracy Wisdom. You know, so that's a long, long way. So you're hoping he's going to make it. He scored a touchdown the other day in one of his preseason games. All the camp reports were good. So, you know, I thought that he would come through. So it's awesome to see that. Interested to see how more tatted he gets. I know how that goes. But I think the John Bullock angle is certainly interesting, too, though, because, you know, not that it changes anything. You know, everything's the same as what they're replacing and moving forward with. But I think for those 2 years, we always said Ty and Nash, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now I think you have to also give John Bullock a lot of credit. I mean, he already did. But now just realize you had not only those two, but John Bullock up the middle as well on that second level NFL players or close to it. I haven't checked up on Nash, I guess. But, you know, with Ty and John Bullock in there. So good to see, you know, a couple guys fight to make teams, a couple other guys let go, and hopefully they're – journeys continue and they can, you know, pick themselves up and try to get going. But it's always a great day to see, you know, the cut day is obviously a frustrating day for a lot of people, but great to see, you know, some of these stories.
I completely agree. I have an interesting question that was proposed to me, and I want to throw it out to the fine folks at home. If you are Matt Rule and you win the coin toss for Cincinnati, do you take the ball to start or defer to the second half? I am a guy that has always believed you take the ball to start the second half. You give yourself that extra possession in the second half. But if the strongest unit of your team is most likely the offense and it's the start of a season and you know you need to get, I'm not saying this team isn't tough, but there's some question marks. Heading into this season, a lot of bravado, a lot of positive words, but you need to have a strong start. Because if you don't win the game and start strong and you're kind of filling out your team, It's a long way down right now, if that makes sense, from the Kool-Aid perch that we sit upon at this moment in time. Would you defer to the second half? I want to know. Find folks at home. What's that number, Jake? Text in.
402-464-5685.
I've always been a defer guy. Saban's a defer guy. Belichick's a defer guy. They clearly got it from me. I'm a defer guy. In this case, I would take the ball. You need to start strong. You need to start fast. You spent a lot of money, especially on the offensive side of the ball. You got Dylan. You got all these things. I think the offense sets a really good tone potentially. And this is one of the rare times where I would say take the ball. What do you say, Jake? And what's the text line say?
I would actually disagree. I'm in the same category as you and Belichick, which is good company to keep. As far as getting the ball in the
take
second
that,
half.
Denzel Washington.
Yeah,
go
take
ahead.
But I think specifically though, I think that the way that you're kind of talking about it is maybe more like emotions and trying to get, off to a good start. I get all that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
But I think this is specifically week one is exactly when I would more often than not, like almost, I don't see a situation where I wouldn't take the ball in the second half because you're going to have a little bit more sloppiness. We saw it in the Iowa State-Kansas State game. Iowa State had two lost fumbles all year last year. They had two before halftime. It's especially a mistake-prone type of week, kind of ironing out some details. I wouldn't necessarily, so not necessarily that would happen on the first offensive drive, but it would be a specific week where I'm trying to put myself in place to get the best start to the second half.
Interesting thought. You almost swayed me, but we keep hearing this word efficiency, efficient. Offense was efficient in the scrimmage. Offense is efficient. I want the unit I trust to be more efficient on the field first to start the game and get the ball going the right direction. All right, what's the text line say? Pick out the ones where they only agree with you
that's
again.
That's right, yeah. Derek in a car says, always defer. Old dad says, take the ball in the second half. 6254 says, defer, let him eat. Feels like he's pretty confident in the defense. Neil says, first game, always take the ball in the second half to get the extra possession after you got a chance to see the other team. 6445 says, Nebraska must win by two scores or minimum of 10 points to be pleased. So I don't know, just kind of throwing that out
there.
Is that
the Murtaugh question I asked him probably?
Maybe. Oh, yeah, perhaps.
Maybe. Go ahead.
2690 says, defer since the defense has more of a question mark. So this would be a great opportunity to quiet the noise, shut them down, and let the offense hit the gas. But there is a response here. 2188 says, take the ball, take the pressure off the new defense.
That's kind of part of my thought process is you want to start strong. I'll tell you right now, the sooner you go into the game, the more amped up you are. Even if you aren't in the game, the fact that the game is going on and you can kind of watch, you get a little bit of rhythm of the flow of the game. It always helped me out. I was always so amped up to start. I always felt like I played better if the defense was out there second. That was just me. And with just younger players, maybe a little bit more time to settle in. There's also the theory where throw them out there. Get them out there, get it out of the way, and get them going. So you can go either way with this theory if you'd like. I'm always a defer guy. Just something in me is like, you need positivity to start this game. We don't know much about this team until we learn, hey, are they going to bounce back after a rough game like they did at Ohio State versus Indiana? Are you going to bounce back after a rough game like year one under Matt Rhule, like you did on the road on a short week at Illinois after a tough Michigan game? I expect that to be this team. I don't know why it would be different. Matt Rhule came out and also said that last year's team was whiny. He said that on his radio show. He said it multiple places. That last year's team was whiny. So you got to learn about this team, and you only learn in games. Man, I'm never a take the ball guy, ever. I would take the ball in this particular scenario, in this situation. I just think this game is that important, that big of a deal. You need to put your best unit out there first. Just my thoughts. I could be wrong. Any final thoughts before we hit the break, Jake?
No, I don't see anything off the text line. And yes, you're wrong, Adam. No, I mean, I mean, again, I think there are times where you can do it. Like you said, you want to kind of punch first. Obviously, ideally, you score a touchdown. Maybe feel like you're getting ahead of in all that. But again, I'm still a little bit worried about kind of ironing out those kinks. Now, you do script the first, 40 plays or whatever it might be. So if you're confident enough that you've X and O's yourself in a way that feels like it's especially you got an advantage at some point. But you, especially now, you don't know a lot. You don't have a whole lot of scouting on what this Cincinnati team looks like compared to last year. They're going to be trying out some new things, too. So it's going to be an interesting time. Either way, it's like one of those things. I always kind of think about these conversations when kickoff starts. And then, they might just lose the toss. And then
it doesn't matter.
Well,
that was fun to debate and a waste of time. I did do it during a short segment, though.
Yeah, so. No, it's a good thought.
Okay. So I was going to throw this out there, and immediately my mind went to the Saints and Colts after halftime. Onside kick, Sean Payton, they get the ball. They end up recovering the onside kick in the Super Bowl, beat the Colts and Peyton Manning to win the Super Bowl. I was going to say, if you're kicking off, do you try an onside kick right out the gate? And then immediately the Northwestern game popped into my head. So I take the question back before I ever put it out there, because I know what the response to that would be. So here's what we're going to do. Dana Holgorsen, Matt Rhule, John Butler press conferences. There's nothing to talk about. What are we going to talk about? Plus a whole bunch of players. Reaction to Dana Holgorsen's press conference. What does Matt Rhule have to say? Update on John Butler's defense. Hour two is loaded. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.